Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're very pleased to have Glenda Ferrier here this morning, who's the CEO of Cass Incorporated. Good morning to you, Glenda.
Hi, LaVon. How are you?
I'm great. And we're going to talk about one of the things that I really like to talk about, and that's animals and pets and all the things that they can do for people. And you've gotten into a new area here related to Cass Incorporated, I believe.
Yes. Well, this is an area that I have always been interested in, is, you know, anything to do with horses, of course, is my other love. And I've kind of been tracking this for about the last 10 years or so since this field's been emerging. And it's called equine-assisted therapy, basically, equine-assisted services. And we had the opportunity, a couple of us, to go and receive training through the International Association that teaches us and that started this this modality. And it's been really interesting. Actually, what we do with it, it's different than like therapeutic riding that most people are familiar with, where a person with a disability or maybe somebody recovering from an illness or an accident goes and rides a horse, and sometimes even drives horses. This one actually is where people, they don't get on the horses at all. They're just among them. They're just kind of a part of the horse's herd. And the really cool thing about that is that the horses, just in their interaction with the people, maybe one horse or maybe a whole herd of horses, the horses give feedback to the people. So, for instance, if the person that is coming to a group or a session perhaps is kind of a bully, you know, maybe it's a kid who's, you know, kind of been aggressive toward other kids and stuff, the facilitator, there's two people that are facilitators. One would be a mental health professional and the other is an equine specialist, and they always work in these teams. And so the facilitator might say to this kid, say, well, just go out and get familiar with the horses, and whenever you're ready, why don't you just select one of those horses and kind of bring him back to, you know, up, maybe up here to us, or take him over some obstacles or something, you know, some things that might represent things in your life, or just kind of whatever you want to do. And typically, these kind of kids, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to move to that animal kind of aggressively, or they're going to act, you know, just how they do with other people. Well, horses being prey animals, you know, they and us being predators, they don't take much to that. So, you know, their response is going to be to take off, you know, and that kid's not going to get close to that horse. And so, you know, the kid's going to get upset, and then the facilitator's just kind of like, well, what's going on? And then the kid may say, well, my horse doesn't like me. Well, tell us about that. You know, and then pretty soon the kids figured out that, you know, when he comes on real aggressively, the horse doesn't like it. Where else in your life might this be happening? You know, and then all of a sudden the kids get a revelation.
Might take a little longer than that.
But. Right. It might. But in some situations, the revelations
really
come very quickly. Sometimes they don't come when you're actually in a session. They may come a day or a week later, you know.
Kind of like that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And then sometimes what we're mostly using it for at this particular time, we're going to use it for what's called experiential learning. And that's we're not doing the therapy piece of it. You can actually do psychotherapy in this, but we're doing the experiential learning piece. And that basically is we're going to do some team building with our staff and just work with some of the people that we already serve. And just let them, you know, have experiences of feedback from the horses. So it might be something like this, you know, for instance, if somebody goes in, they're very timid and maybe shy around a lot of people, one horse in that herd will probably kind of come into that person, you know, and just kind of snuggle up almost, you know, and they're going to kind of pick that. But not all the horses will do that, you know, so
Horses are as individual as people.
They absolutely are. Oh, absolutely. They're just as varied and different and unique as we all are in our personalities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many horses are required to do this? Can you do this with one, or does
it
take a herd?
One, or you can do it with 100, you know.
Okay.
we'll be using up to 5. But yeah, you can do it, you know, some programs use little miniatures for little kids, you know, big draft horses, you know, I mean, anything. They don't have to be trained for this. It's just, you know, basically
this is just horse stuff.
Yeah, just basically using their personality to give feedback to the people that are participating.
Pretty
in
amazing.
It.
Amazing. So how long has this sort of been underway in terms of people realizing that this could happen?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I'm thinking it's probably like in the early to mid 90s, but I've been aware of it for like 10 or 12 years. And when we had to our training, Well, the week before we did our training, they were training in Belgium, so they go internationally. So we got one here in the Midwest. We had to go to two different sessions, two different times, for a number of days, you know, and you actually are participants, so you get feedback and stuff too. It's really interesting. But I trained with a gentleman from Fort Hood who was using this in the Wounded Warrior program. So he was working with veterans coming back from Iraq that, you know, had the post-traumatic stress disorder, and they were using this kind of therapy with them. And there was a lady from South Africa that was there, and she was working with orphans who had AIDS in South Africa, or not in South Africa, but in other parts of Africa. She was from South Africa. And there were people from California, from Canada, from all over, you know, everything from kids going through the court systems, you know, delinquency kind of things, to domestic violence victims, to people with mental illness, to, you know, to people, all kinds of people, you know, kids, everything. I mean, everybody can benefit from this. I even had my own aha moment, you know, and it's really harder for people who have been around horses all their lives to come into this, because we come with our own guard, you know, our own baggage, basically, mm-hmm. because we've always been yeah. taught that, you know, if a horse acts naughty, you know, then you have to kind of, you know,
do a little discipline training of the horse.
Yeah, yes. You know, if the horse acts, lays his ears back at somebody, that something's coming, you know. Well, not everybody knows that, but you obviously don't use horses who are going to be aggressive with people, but they can give them messages like laying their ears back, you know, or kind of giving them a threatening look. Well, you know, my thing was, well, you naughty horse, you, you know, and we were trying to move a horse through an obstacle, and nobody in my group really knew horses, and I was getting really nervous by it, because this horse kept giving us messages that we were pushing too hard, you know. And finally, he just kind of hopped his back end up at us. You know, he didn't kick, but, you know, it was enough that everybody mm-hmm. thought, well, we better back away from him. That was a good message. And it was the next morning that I woke up. I was really mad at that horse because he was naughty, you know. But then the next morning I woke up thinking, you know, that's me. You know, that is, I am exactly that same way. When everybody comes in on me and I get too much pressure on me, I tend to kind of lay my ears back, get a little growly, you know, and I might even lash out, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you got to go back and apologize, but the horse doesn't do that. But, but it was a great awakening for me when, you know, I feel pressure coming in on me. So, you know, it's everybody can learn from this.
And did you go back and work with that horse again and change your ways?
No. Well, see, we can't train the horses.
But did you get to work with that horse again?
I did not, but I had a new appreciation for him because all he was doing was giving us a message, you know. I mean, and then it kind of challenges the whole thing about, you know, are you really a partner with the horse, or are you kind of a one-upmanship on the horse? Like, you know, on a horse trainer, you're training horse to do things, and that's okay. But, you know, sometimes if they do something that's very horse-like behavior, we get after them for it, you know. When I say get after, I don't mean cruelly. I mean just, you know, you correct them. And, you know, in this kind of thing, it's all feedback. You just, you know, you don't want to get hurt, obviously, but it's all feedback.
Just for a couple minutes, talk a bit about your personal background with horses, because, you know, you said you've had a lot of experience with horses. Not everybody may know that, but when did you start being acquainted with horses and having a friendship with horses?
Well, as long as I can remember, uh-huh. you know, my dad had a draft team, a work team, and I remember being around them, and, you know, I mean, I just always wanted to be around them. I got my very own first horse when I was 10, and I've had them, well, next month I'll be 60, so, you know, I've had them 50 years now. And we've done everything, you know, I mean, I showed horses, I trained horses professionally for a number of years, and driving horses, yeah, I've gotten into that in recent, you know.
Kind of what I know you for, your specialty of driving horses and mm-hmm. taking place in contests around the country.
Yep, we've done that. And, you know, we rodeoed for years and show horses, raise horses. I mean, just everything. I've been involved in most of the breeds and just have always loved it. And this, I guess as you get older, you kind of, you know, you start to kind of change or evolve into the person that you're becoming. You're always becoming, you know. And I find the person I'm becoming is less about, you know, training these horses to, you know, be great show horses. I'm all about that relationship. And I think I always have been, but now the relationship is forefront. And it is all feedback, you know, and I just really like the friendships that come out of this kind of thing. So this is a great thing.
So you said first you're going to be working with staff, then you'll be working with folks at CAS Incorporated. Eventually, do you see that going beyond?
I'm hoping that once we really get rooted in this and kind of get, you know, get some good experiences, and we've been trained, but we're not totally experienced yet, but I would really see us branching off into, you know, working with some of these areas that we talked about. The problem in all this stuff is funding, you know. There's not a lot of funding money out there. So private pay would be lovely. Anybody out there want to, you know, work with us and the horses, call me. But this could go anywhere, and I would love to see it benefiting a lot of people. The mission of CAS Incorporated is simply to enrich lives. So that doesn't just have to be people with disabilities. That can be, we can, you know, we enrich the lives of our staff just by having them be a part of what we do. We enrich the lives of our community by giving back. And we can enrich lots more lives with this equine-assisted therapy and experiential learning that we're doing.
And talking about enriching lives, I think you and your staff just received an award that you need congratulations for. One of the top companies that employ.
The top workplaces in Iowa, yeah.
Yes.
And number one in meaningfulness of work across all categories. So that was pretty cool.
It certainly has to make you and all of your staff feel good.
We were excited.
Very good. So congratulations for that. And congratulations for always trying something new out there. And we'll be interested in hearing more about your equine therapy.
Yep. And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too, Glenda. And until next time, here's a thought. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. You could still plant a tree, by the way.